Allah is closer to you when you are in more pain. Allah is closer to you when you are in more hurt. Allah is closer to you the more you suffer, actually. So when you're fasting and going through that suppression of your desires, and you have that tiredness and exhaustion, yet you are striving, making jihad against your desires, Allah tells us, I'm always close. Which signifies everything else in your life. I want you to think about anything else in your life that is painful. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. In Surah Number 2, verse 186, Allah addresses the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, in brackets, O Muhammad, when my servants ask you about me, indeed I am quite near. I hear and respond to each single supplication, each single prayer, each single call of the caller whenever he or she calls to me. So let them respond to me. Let them respond to my call and believe in me. Put their trust in me, that they may be guided. They may be guided to the best of what they yearn for, to the best of what they're searching for, to the best of what they're requesting. So they may be guided out of the predicament they're in and find the good that they're looking for. My brothers and sisters, this particular verse of the Quran, when you read it in the Quran, it appears between two big verses. Does anyone know what these two big verses talk about? It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. There's a verse that talks about it. It seems like a totally different topic. Then it goes into this verse and then it goes back to the same topic. Does anyone know which topic it's about? It starts with an R, not riba, Ramadan, fasting Ramadan. The reason the scholars say that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this verse straight after talking about fasting Ramadan is because among the closest you are to Allah is when you are worshipping Allah, and among the best types of worship is when you are restricting your food and your pleasures for 30 days fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, when my servants ask you about me, I am always definitely close. Allah is closer to you when you are in more pain. Allah is closer to you when you are in more hurt. Allah is closer to you the more you suffer, actually. So when you're fasting and going through that suppression of your desires, and you have that tiredness and exhaustion, yet you are striving, making jihad against your desires, Allah tells us, I'm always close. Which signifies everything else in your life. I want you to think about anything else in your life that is painful. Yani, we cannot survive without food and drink. Yet in a time when we're giving it up just for a few hours in the day, Allah tells us, I am close, meaning anytime you suffer, anytime you go through tragedy, remember I'm near, you're not alone. Or celebrations. And look at this verse, when you read it even more carefully, listen to it. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي. There's an elongation of the word. And sometimes Allah says, عِبَادِي, a shortening of the last letter, di. And in this one, He says, عِبَادِي, He extends it. Arabic is very precise language. عِبَادِي gives two meanings. The first meaning is Allah is calling out to those who really want Him, who are close to Him already, who believe in Him. He calls them in a form of a possessive noun, you are mine. You are close to me, special to me. And the second meaning of extending the word it means it's all encompassing. Everyone. Anyone who asks about Allah, Muslim or non-Muslim. Anyone. Because we are all servants of Allah. So even the disbeliever, if he asks about Allah, Allah says, I'm near. But he is even nearer to the believer because the believer has chosen to be nearer to Allah. Then you find in the same verse, Allah says, Ujibu. I always respond to the caller, to the call of the caller. In the Arabic language, usually the common sense will tell you that you would say, If they ask me for anything, I will respond. But in this verse, Allah says, I respond first to the call of the caller. Allah answers you before you ask Him. Normally you should be asking and then Allah gives you. But Allah says, I will give you when you ask. This means the moment you intend and you move and just mumble with your mouth, Allah has already responded before you finish the sentence. That is how close Allah is. Before you finish the sentence, Allah has already responded. And that is why in this Arabic language here, the scholars looked at it very carefully and said, Ujibu, I respond. For what? Da'wah. Every single request. Da'wah, singular. No matter how small or big. You know, da'wah is like saying namla, an ant. Who cares about ant? An ant crawling somewhere in the world. Your du'a can be as insignificant to you or anyone else as the crawling of some ant in some desert in the Sahara. I don't know, are there ants in the Sahara? There should be. Somewhere in the outback. Yet your little du'a, as small as an ant, Allah will respond to it. But respond means that He will give you what is best for you, because human beings don't know what is good for them and what is bad. We don't know the future. We might think this is good, but Allah knows it's not. And so what do you do? Since Allah promised...
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
That He will respond. And when He knows that what you're asking for is not good for you, Allah's not going to let it go. You've got to find a solution, because He made a promise and He doesn't go against His promise. Allah says, "Inna Allah la yukhlifu wa'ada." Allah never contradicts His promise. So our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explains. That is why we take the words of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to explain further. He says, whenever someone asks Allah for anything, He will give it to them. In one hadith, I'll use the shorter hadith, in one of three ways. Either He will give you exactly what you asked, or prevent exactly what you asked to be prevented from. Or if He sees that it's not going to be good for you, He will ward off something tragic in your life from you. Or He will save it for you for the hereafter, for your salvation. Because we may ask Allah for something and later on find out we shouldn't have. Because we are emotional beings. Allah says in the Quran, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man hastes in his supplication to God sometimes while they are in a state of pessimism and negativity. So for example, we might be angry, we might be emotional, we might be frustrated, we might be upset, and we make a dua out of emotion when Allah knows this is not good. And Allah says, and He's hasty, wants it quickly, now. And Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man is hasty in nature. Allah knows exactly how you feel, right down to the last atom and subatomic matter inside of your body. Allah says, إِذَا دَعَان, when He constantly calls upon me. In Arabic, you can say in da'an or إِذَا da'an. In is conditional, meaning only if something happens, this will happen. But Allah says, إِذَا da'an, not if they call upon me, when. What does that mean? إِذَا means a lot. No matter how many times you call, how many of you, nothing will affect the kingdom of Allah from responding to each and every single one of you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us a hadith al-Qudsi, hadith which Allah said. It's in between the verse of the Quran, between hadith of the Prophet, hadith Qudsi, divine hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Oh my servants, if all of you human beings and all your jinns from beginning of creation to the end of creation of all time, each one of you asked me for something the size of whatever, I can respond and give to each and every one of you whatever you ask without my kingdom diminishing even a drop." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to all. And one more thing about that verse. Allah said, "O Muhammad," and he's addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "and when my servants ask you," because what happened, why was this verse revealed? Like, there's a context to it, there's a story behind it. The companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, approached the Messenger of Allah one day and they said, "O Messenger of Allah, is Allah far away so that when we call upon him we should shout? Or is he close so that when we call upon him we should whisper?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He is close, so whisper." And then this verse was revealed, "And when my servants ask you about me, I am always close. I will respond to the single tiny call of the caller when they call upon me." Then Allah brings the condition. He says, "فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي," let them respond to my call. If I respond to your call, Allah is saying, shouldn't you respond to my call? Allah says, so respond to my call, complete the puzzle, complete the connection. Meaning, respond to my words, believe in me, secure your faith in me, put your trust in me, obey me. Why obey Allah? Allah doesn't need us to obey him. He doesn't need anybody to obey him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets nothing out of it. He created us. He doesn't need us. We need him. But Allah wants you to connect to that which is best for you, because Allah, that's who he is. He is the merciful, the loving, the caring. It is us who turn away from Allah. Allah doesn't turn from us. It is us who walk away, my brothers and sisters. It is not Allah who walks away. We are the ones who walk away. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, again, in the hadith Qudsi, which Allah revealed, he said, "O my servant, in taqarrabta ilayya shibran," if you come closer to me one palm length, "taqarrabtu ilayka biha zira'an," I will come closer to you in arm length. "Wa in ataytani mashiyan ataytuka harwala," if you come to me walking at a walking pace, obviously this is a metaphor, I will come to you pacing fast. And if you come pacing fast to me, I will come to you running. Allah wants us more than what we want him. But Allah knows what he created, and he knows we are sometimes impatient, sometimes forgetful, sometimes our desires take over, sometimes sinful. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah says, the human being was created naturally weak, meaning they're full of emotions and desires, and they're always struggling with it. And that is why Allah rewards us for every one good deed that we do, minimum tenfold. You multiply it by 10, up to 70, up to 700. But when we do a bad deed, he only counts it as one. So Allah has balanced everything out. He's the just and fair. And he forgives. And he is the only one who will not judge you on your past if you have sincerely returned in the repentance. And he will open doors for you, even if you repented 1,000 times. Allah says in the Quran, "Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin." Allah loves those who always want to return to him again and again and again. And he loves those who love to purify themselves. Purify themselves doesn't just mean physically, but also mean mentally, spiritually, in your conduct and character. You may have done things that are considered dirty, and you want to clean yourself from the dirty acts and words and past. Allah says he loves those who want to purify themselves. So this is how we get close.